When you connect to the deepest level of holiness, you discover the deepest level of humility. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This is Making Each Day Count, number 2. Currently in the Jewish calendar, we are in the 3 weeks, the period known as the mourning period, leading up to the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, when we mourn the destruction of the temple that stood in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. And it's a sad time in the Jewish calendar where we try to remember things that we are missing. We remember Jewish persecution, Jewish exile, and we look forward to a brighter future. But of course, in the Jewish context, the idea is not to just mourn and be sad and despair. It's more a period of mourning, which is a call to action. It's a feeling of discomfort, which creates a sense of urgency. And the urgency is to try and become better human beings and fix that which was broken in the past. What I mean by that is that the Talmud tells us that the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, was destroyed in Jerusalem because of baseless hatred and disunity. When people had conflict and couldn't get on with each other, couldn't tolerate each other. Now, of course, conflict is not a bad thing. We can disagree, but it's the intolerance for each other and the hatred for each other that becomes a major problem. And we are taught that a way to fix that is baseless love. In other words, to learn to deeply include and make space for other people, even when it's difficult. Even make space even for those people who we consciously, on a conscious level, dislike. And we learn to tolerate them and respect them and to include them. And that's a difficult thing. And we are taught that just as the temple was destroyed because of baseless hatred, the temple will be rebuilt because of baseless love. Now, I must point out here that sometimes that seems very daunting. How are we going to get the whole world to get on with each other? How are we going to get the whole Jewish nation to get on with each other? So is this a futile exercise? And the answer is absolutely not, because we also taught that it doesn't take everyone to do this. It could be a small community. It could be a group of people who create this energy of unity, and this could tip the scale and bring about the redemption. So we should never think that why start? We should always put an effort into this concept. But in general, just for healthy living and spiritual living, it's so important to connect with other people, and not only people who we enjoy, but even people who are different to us and disagree with us and maybe annoy us. So how do we do that? And we do that in an interesting way. We do that by connecting to the deepest level of our soul. Why do I say that? Let's have a look at the temple when it stood in Jerusalem. The temple was a holy place. It was on Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Jews would come there a number of times a year, pilgrimage there, serve God there, sacrifices, prayer, lighting the candelabra, and so on and so forth. And the temple was divided into different parts of holiness, and the holiest part was a room called the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies. And in that room stood the Ark, the Holy Ark, the holiest object of the temple. And every vessel, every object in the temple had various measurements. And the measurement was a biblical measurement called the Amah, which is about half a meter. That was called an Amah. And most of the objects, most of the holy vessels in the temple, the Torah tells us, were measured by these Amot. And normally sort of in round numbers, you know, 3 Amot high and 5 Amot wide and things like that. Right? So there's a certain amount of Amot. The Aron, the Ark, was an exception. The Ark was in half Amot, like it was 2.5 Amot high and 1.5 Amot wide or something like that. It was always in half Amot. And the commentaries and the Kabbalists explore this. Why? Why is the Aron half Amot? But of course, the symbolism of half Amot is that we are half. We come to the realization that we are incomplete and we need others. We are imperfect. We need God and we need other people. We can include other people to become complete. We need to learn from others. We need to accept others. We need to include others. But why is this taught in the holiest room? Because in general, when we connect to our soul, the human being is like a microcosm of the macrocosm in terms of the temple. We have the first temple that was built in the desert when God instructed Moses to ask the Jewish people to build a sanctuary, a mishkan, in the desert. And there it says, V'asuli migdash, make for me a temple and I will dwell in them. And of course, the famous concept is, what does it mean, I will dwell in them? Not, why not, I will dwell in it? Because the commentaries tell us each person is a temple. The temple, the physical temple, was a model of how we operate. But the person, the soul, the experience, the human experience, needs to become a temple for God. And just like in the temple, there were different parts, we also have different parts. And the core soul, the depth of our soul, the depth of our neshama, is the Holy of Holies. And it's in that place where humility lives. Let's understand that. When we look at ourselves superficially, we are very different from others. When we look at ourselves in terms of our achievements, in terms of our superficial physical features, or even some parts of our consciousness of our soul, you know, the way we think and the way we feel and so on, we are very different to other people. And sometimes other people threaten our achievements. Then people clash with our feelings, with our emotions. And we fail to realize how we can protect our own individuality, and yet there's plenty of room for other people. We kind of feel threatened and we don't make room for others because they're different and they don't fit in with the way we think or we feel or we achieve or our perspectives. But we also know that it's a fundamental mistake, because our true worth, our intrinsic value, our true identity comes not from the superficial achievements. We don't identify ourselves by our outcomes. We are not defined by our successes and failures. But on the contrary, we are defined by the core essence of our soul. Because the core essence of our soul is an infusion of godliness. It's an infusion of infinity, because God is infinite. We have at our core a spark, which is an infinite spark of godly infusion, which is who we really are, because it never goes away. It can never be damaged. It can never be changed. That's who we are. And when we understand that, and when we realize that who we really are is godliness, at the very core of our essence is an infinite spark, a spark that contains the power of infinity, that connects us and transitions us from being an independent little being that needs to be protected and is fragile and is threatened, and we're always into self-protection, and that's why we find it hard to make space for others. We realize we are part of a whole. We are part of God's reality. We are part of an infinite reality, and in that reality, there's room for so much. For that reality, there's room for everyone. My accomplishments are not undermined by someone else's. My achievements, my perspectives are not undermined from a different perspective or from a different way of doing things or disagreement. We're fundamentally part of an infinite reality which gives room for many different ways of thinking. Obviously, we have moral values and values which we should adhere to, and a moral code and a moral formula which God has provided us. But within that, there's so much diversity, there's so much difference. Difference of opinion, different interpretations. The Talmud is full of arguments, halachic arguments, philosophical arguments, because that's the teachings that we are given, which are also one with God, as the Zohar tells us, give room for so much difference. We just have to connect to that part of us that connects ourselves. We need to connect to the Holy of Holies. And in the Holy of Holies, we discover an ark that has measurements of half amma, because we're only half. We're part of a bigger whole. We are just a small part of that bigger whole, where we can all connect to one godly reality, one godly infinity, and we can make room for each other, even when we don't agree or even when we don't gel together. We can learn to embrace, we can learn to accept, we can learn to not judge, and we can learn to be really one with other people, bringing about the final redemption. So that's the lesson of the 3 weeks, going into our own soul, going into our Holy of Holies. So let's just internalize that. As we always do, just relax. Try and focus. And when you feel ready, just turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Just focusing our thoughts, connecting to the rhythm of life. Feeling our lungs fill up with the air. Feeling the sensation of exhaling. Feeling the freshness and the purity of every breath. As we breathe, we remember that every breath, neshima, is an expression of our neshama, our soul. And at its core is the purity of the soul, the spark. Continue breathing in each breath. As you breathe in, try and connect to the depth of your neshama, peeling away the superficial. Think about going beyond your thinking, deeper than your emotion, much deeper than your achievements, successes, failures. Each breath reminds us to connect deeply to who we really are. And neshama at its core. Purity, pristineness, can never be damaged. It is the essence of our intrinsic worth. We are not just alone, we are part of a greater reality. We are part of an infinity. An infinity expressed by that godly infusion, the infinity of God. So much room in that infinity. Try to visualize or think about someone that you don't like so much. He or she has a soul too, pure soul, part of the same infinity. Part of the same infinite divine reality. Let's stay deeply within our soul. In the deepest part of who we are, we discover humility. The Holy of Holies of our own soul. We realize we are only half. Let's hang on, let's dig deep and connect to others with love, non-judgmentalism, acceptance, embracing, creating oneness. So that's an important thing to hold on to, and you know, we can sort of visit this every so often, especially when you're really feeling upset with someone or want to judge someone. Especially now in this period of time, let's remember our core essence. We were all one. Have a wonderful day.